You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We're dipping down close to single digits. Temperature-wise, I think it's about 10 or 11 around most of the metro area right now.
That's cold!
Got a little wind chill action, too, so if you're outside in, like, shorty shorts or something, you're going to be feeling it this morning.
That's that thing where you're going to go out and car's parked outside and it's like the worst feet. It's the car crunches when you sit down on it.
It's one of those you're going to have to take two hands to try to open the door because it's just frozen shut.
It's going to start warming up, though. We'll get into the 40s today, 50s tomorrow, and then 60 by Friday. So just hang in there.
60.
What's this food you're talking about?
Well, we always do the little national day if it's kind of something goofy or something that piques our interest every day. And I came in this morning and I looked at the national day and I was like, oh, hells to the yes. I'm not a big dessert guy, Dom. I'm not a big sweets guy. There's been times where I've not even eaten my own birthday cake because I'm like, meh. But if somebody were to set a chocolate cake down in front of me, I would devour it, buddy. And today is National Chocolate Cake Day. Just think about it.
Just roll around on one.
I want to rub that on my face.
So what's the story? Did we ever find out the story of why Costco stopped selling that big block?
Dude, it's a mystery.
Chocolate cake.
It is a mystery to me why they took one of the greatest products at Costco and put the kibosh on it. Because that was the best one.
Yeah, people will write in and say, well, they've got some other cut. Yeah, no.
Is it a cost-cutting thing?
People who are aficionados know that they had one particular chocolate cake. It was tall.
Mm.
It was dense, but
so thick.
There was something about. They must have done some sort of real in-depth nutritional study on it and realized that it would just kill you.
Right. Or was there some sort of focus group with people that don't like chocolate cake?
In my life, I never stumbled across one person who didn't go, yeah, I don't really like chocolate cake except that.
Yeah. And they replaced it with like this little thin knockoff chocolate cake, and it's full of some sort of cream or something.
Yeah,
and
it's stupid.
Horrible. Like every time I'm at the store, I usually just run my hand across the shelf and knock them all onto the ground.
Yeah, and then run your cart over them back and forth. Back them up.
It's so gross.
Cart marks on it.
Yeah, that's the worst chocolate cake ever. But I think you're like me. I mean, something about the chocolate cake, man. It's just so ding dang good. Mm-hmm. Gretchen makes one, doesn't she?
She makes a variety of them. So the one she made a couple of weeks ago was thinner, like you and I aren't crazy about. So it wasn't that tall, and it was round. But
Still not the same, huh?
But it was the cake didn't last long. So
right. The one at Costco reminded me very much of the giant slice that you get when you go to Maggiano's. I mean, even if you are filled to the top with fettuccine Alfredo, mm-hmm. and marinara sauce or whatever you're eating, you have to order that slice of chocolate cake at the end of your meal.
I have to tell you a funny story about that. Many years ago, I took a first date to Maggiano's, and I knew that this person was kind of a free spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And so to have some fun, we sat down and we were going through the menu thing, and I just jokingly brought up, hey, save room because they have chocolate cake. And she said something like, oh, I will definitely do that because I don't want to miss out on that. So when it came time to order, I ordered the chocolate cake as an appetizer.
Yes.
Just to make sure.
Yeah.
And so they brought the chocolate cake out first.
That's great. What a great idea.
And so, you know, one piece, shared it, whatever. And then you say, okay, now bring the ravioli.
Now bring me the ravioli, yeah.
Just make sure, just order your chocolate cake first.
Yeah, you already have room for it.
Who cares what order you eat all this stuff in?
Right, right. It's true. It's all going to get jumbled up in your belly anyway. So,
and I recognize that there are some people listening right now who are looking horrified at their radios like, you can't order cake first. And I'm like, live a little.
Says who?
You're an adult. You know, if you were a kid, you would have kicked and screamed to be able to do that. Well, now you're a grown-ass adult. You can order your cake first, and I say, do it.
You could do two slices of cake.
You could order. Here's what you should do as an adult. Order the chocolate cake as the appetizer. Mm-hmm. And then when you're done with the night, order another piece to go to take home.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Double chocolate cake. Brilliant, DT.
Well, that's why I'm here.
Changing lives, buddy.
Thank you for telling me about the National Day.
You're welcome. Have a slice of chocolate cake today, everybody.
I will text a request right now.